那他们也愿意来跟从耶稣。
They were also willing to follow Jesus.
那又看到了雅各跟他的弟弟约翰。
He then also saw Andrew, James and his brother John.
哦，他们在那边捕网。
They were fixing their nets.
啊，耶稣就呼召他们。
And Jesus called them.
那他们也愿意来跟从耶稣。
They were also willing to follow Jesus.
啊，所以这一两对兄弟来跟从耶稣。
So these two sets of brothers, they follow Jesus.
是主耶稣看到主动的呼召。
So Jesus proactively called to them.
啊，他们也愿意来跟从耶稣。
They were willing to follow Jesus.
后来他们就继续跟从耶稣。
So then they continued to follow Jesus.
到了第二章十四节，又有一个人叫做利未。
In chapter 2, verse 14, there's another person named Levi.
啊，这个利未就是马太。
This Levi was also named Matthew.
那耶稣也看见了利未这个人。
And Jesus also saw this person named Levi.
他是坐在税官上。
He was sitting at the tax office.
哦，所以他的工作是当税吏的，在收税的。
So he was a tax collector.
而耶稣经过的时候，就来呼召他。
When Jesus saw him, he called to him.
那这个利未呢，也来跟从了耶稣。
So Levi also followed Jesus.
哦，所以这五个人哦，会来跟从耶稣。
These five people follow Jesus.
是主耶稣看见，然后主动呼召。
It is because Jesus saw them and then he called to them.
那他们也愿意来跟从耶稣。
They were also willing to follow Jesus.
就成了第一种情形来跟从耶稣的人。
So this is the first group that followed Jesus.
那第二种情形的呢？
The second group.
好，我们看马可福音的第一章四十五节。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1 verse 45.
那人出去倒说许多的话，把这件事传开了，叫耶稣以后不得在明明的进城，只好在外边旷野地方，人从各处都救了他来。再看第二章的十三节。
Let's also read chapter 2 verse 13.
耶稣又出到海边去，众人都救了他来，他便教训他们。这两个地方的记载哈。
So these two recordings.
就是后来主耶稣他去传福音，行了很多神迹奇事啊。
So we know that Jesus went to preach the gospel and perform many miracles and signs.
啊，所以大家哈都想来跟从耶稣，要来看耶稣。
So everyone wanted to follow Jesus and to see him.
那耶稣来不是他的目的，不是要行神迹哦。
His purpose for coming is not to perform signs and miracles.
他的目的是要传道，救人的灵魂进他的国度。
His purpose is to preach the gospel of salvation so that people can enter his kingdom.
但是为了叫人相信他是这一位救主。
But in order to allow people to believe that he is the savior.
所以他就行神迹嘛。
So he performed miracles.
因为主耶稣说了。
Because Jesus said.
你们若不见神迹奇事，总是不信嘛。
That if you do not see miracles and signs, you will not believe.
所以耶稣行神迹奇事是要人相信他就是这一位天地的主宰，天上的真神。
So Jesus performed miracles, it is so that people can believe that he is this God in heaven.
但是很多人看到他不是因为看认定他是神，而是认定他所行的神迹。
But many people saw him and they only recognized the miracles that he performed.
那这么多人来找他都是为了要从神迹 来得到恩典嘛。
And there are so many multitudes that follow Jesus and it is because they wanted to receive blessings from his miracles.
那跟主耶稣来世上的目的就有所不同啊。
So the purpose of following Jesus is different.
如果大家都用这样子来跟从耶稣的话，
If people were to follow Jesus using this reason,
那耶稣的工作就会受到阻挠。
Then the work of Jesus will be stopped.
所以耶稣就选择离开人群。
So that is why Jesus decided to depart from the multitude.
有时候到旷野。
Sometimes he will go into the wilderness.
为什么到旷野？
Why does he go into the wilderness?
因为旷野人少嘛。
Because there are few people in the wilderness.
有时候到海边。
Sometimes he will go to the sea.
为什么去海边？
Why does he go to the sea?
也是人少的地方嘛。
Because it's also a place where there are fewer people.
你若不是在海边生活的人，你怎么会去海边呢？
If you're not a people that grew up around the sea, then why would you go to the sea?
就是耶稣要离开人群。
It means that Jesus departed from the multitude.
不要被这些人给绑住了。
He does not want to be bounded by these people.
但是圣经记载啊。
But the Bible records.
四十五节就讲。
Verse 45 says.
人从各处都救了他来嘛。人从各处都救了他来。
That people from all over the place, they came to him from every direction.
二章十三节又讲一次啊。
And in chapter 2, verse 13, it says it again.
众人都救了他来。
And all the multitude came to see him.
这是第二种情形了。
This is the second group.
耶稣没有主动呼召他们。
Jesus did not proactively call to them.
但是他们看见耶稣，听到耶稣所行的。
They saw Jesus and they saw all the things that he had done.
是他们主动来跟随耶稣的。
And they proactively came to seek Jesus.
那大概耶稣传福音的时候，只有这两种情形的人来跟随耶稣。
During the time that Jesus preached the gospel, it was just these two groups of people that sought him out.
一种是主耶稣主动呼召。
The first is that Jesus proactively called to them.
那他们被呼召的也愿意来跟随耶稣。
That those that were called were also willing to follow.
一种是看见听见耶稣所行的神迹奇事。
The second is that those that saw the miracles and signs that Jesus had performed.
虽然耶稣躲到旷野，耶稣进到海边。
Even though Jesus went into the wilderness and he went to the sea.
但是他们也排除万难的要来跟随耶稣。
They still did their best to follow Jesus.
大概只有这两种情形了。
It is these two situations.
至少圣经里面所记载的就是这两种情形。
And this is what the Bible records of these two groups of people.
那其实我们现在的弟兄姐妹也是这两种情形。
For us brothers and sisters today, it is also within these two groups of people.
第一种是耶稣主动呼召你的。
The first is that Jesus proactively called to you.
比如说我们从小一出生就在真耶稣教会的家庭。
For example, those of us that are born into the True Jesus Church.
那你出生了，当然就好像主耶稣主动呼召你了，哎，来来，你来跟从我。
Since you are born, then it is like Jesus calling you that he is telling you to follow him.
因为你也从来没听过，也从来没看见。
It is because you had never seen it and you had never heard it.
主耶稣只是看到你，你就出生在基督教的家庭里面。
Jesus saw you and you were born into a Christian family.
因为你出生在教会的家庭里面。
And because you were born in church,
所以很自然的你就有机会来跟随耶稣。
So naturally you will follow Jesus.
就好像主耶稣看到你呼召你一样。
Just like how Jesus saw you and called you.
但是重点不是只在耶稣看到你呼召你而已啊。
But the main point is not whether Jesus has seen you or have called you.
重点是当耶稣看到你呼召你的时候，你愿不愿意来跟随耶稣。
What's important is after Jesus has called you,And are you willing to follow?
我们看一看有很多教会的家庭的小孩子啊。
We see many church families with children.
他们真的是主耶稣呼召的啊。
They truly are the ones that Jesus has called.
因为让他出生在这个基督教的家庭当中。
Because they have been born into a Christian family.
但是他不愿意跟随耶稣啊。
And yet, they are unwilling to follow Jesus.
虽然主耶稣主动呼召他。
Even though Jesus proactively called to them.
但是他们不乐意啊。
But they were not willing.
不乐意就没有用啦。
So if you're not willing, then it is useless.
就没有办法继续跟随耶稣嘛。
Then you have no way to follow Jesus and continue it.
那这五个人愿意啊。
But these five people were willing.
所以他们继续跟随耶稣。
So they continued to follow Jesus.
所以主动呼召不代表你就是可以跟随耶稣的人。
So even though you are proactively called, it does not mean that you're willing to follow.
我们还要自己愿意了。
We ourselves need to be willing.
因为主耶稣从来不勉强人。
Because Jesus does not force people.
要么你就来跟随我。
If you want to follow me, follow me.
你选择不要跟随我，主耶稣也不会跟你讲说你不可以不跟随我。
But if you don't want to follow Jesus, Jesus will not say, don't follow me.
因为信仰本身就是一种选择嘛。
Because faith is something that is of a choice.
就好像神造亚当夏娃。
Just like how God created Adam and Eve.
在伊甸园造了一棵善恶果。
In the Garden of Eden, there's the tree of knowledge of good
and evil. 神只有告诉他说你不可吃啦。
God only told them that they cannot eat of it.
但是夏娃再来吃的时候，神有没有阻止他？
But when Eve took of the fruit and ate it, did God stop her?
没有。
He did not.
这就是神给人的绝对选择权啊。
This is the absolute choice that God gives to people.
这种选择权就是信仰啊。
And so the choice that you have to make is faith.
到底你信不信神的话啊？
Do you truly believe in the word of God?
你信就是跟随了。
If you believe, then you will follow.
你不信呢，就没有办法跟随。
If you do not believe, then you are unable to follow.
所以虽然有一些小孩子一出生就是在教会的家庭里面。
So even though there are children that are born into a Christian family,
但是没有百分之百愿意来跟随耶稣啊。
But it is not 100% that they are willing to follow Jesus.
那这种主动呼召一点用处都没有。
So this proactively calling from the Lord is not of any use.
因为他不愿意。
Because they're not willing.
人本来神给赋予人的就是有这种权利嘛。
And so this is something that God gives to people.
这是第一种情形的。
So this is the first situation.
那像这种情形来跟随耶稣的呢？很多都没有继续跟随了。
So many people that are like in this group do not follow Jesus long term.
这个是最可惜的地方。
This is the most pitiful.
主耶稣都看到你了。
Jesus has already seen you.
而且呼召你了。
He has also called you.
只要我们愿意来啊，这个听从这个呼召跟随。
As long as you're willing to listen to this calling and follow.
那主就会把他所应许的给了我们。
Then he will grant the things that he promises to us.
这是非常可惜的一件事。
This is very, very pitiful.
那第二种情形呢？
The second group.
哦，就好像我们当中一出生，他并不是在教会的家庭里面。
Sometimes you're not born into Jesus' church.
当他慢慢长大之后，
and then you slowly grow up.
哎，不只是耶稣看到他了，他也看见耶稣了。
Not only did Jesus see them, but they also saw Jesus.
而且他还听到耶稣所行的事嘛。
And they had also heard of the things that Jesus had done.
所以他们愿意自己主动来跟随耶稣。
And they're willing to follow proactively.
不管耶稣到了旷野或是在海边。
It doesn't matter if Jesus goes into the wilderness or goes to the sea.
那些地方都不是人常去的地方。
These are all places that people don't go often.
但是这些愿意来跟随耶稣。
But these were willing to follow Jesus.
我们当中也有后来才信耶稣的嘛。
There are those of us that are sitting here that came to believe in Jesus later on.
因为听见耶稣的事啊。
It is because we have heard of the matter of Jesus.
想要从耶稣身上来领受他所应许的恩典嘛。
That we would like to receive the blessings that are promised from the Lord.
有时候他们愿意放弃他们所有的来跟随耶稣。
Sometimes they're even willing to give up everything in order to follow.
所以圣经当中记载的这两种情形。
So the Bible records of these two groups of people.
我们现在的弟兄姐妹也是这两种情形啊。
And today the brothers and sisters are also in these two groups.
那到底是哪一种好？
So which one is better?
都好。
They're both good.
为什么说多好？
Why do we say they're both good?
因为这个不是决定在呼召这件事啦。
Because this is not absolutely in the calling aspect.
这是决定在我愿意这件事啦。
What is the determining factor is whether you are willing.
如果你不愿意，
If you are unwilling,
主耶稣看见你呼召你也没有用啊，因为你不想啊。
That even if Jesus saw you and he called you, but it would be useless because you are not willing.
如果你愿意，
If you are willing,
虽然主耶稣没有主动呼召你，但是你听见看见啊。
Even though Jesus did not proactively call to you, but you saw and you heard.
你也想尽办法要来跟随耶稣。
Then you think of all the ways that you can follow Jesus.
这是非常难得的一件事。
This is something that's very hard to come by.
所以我们要来跟随耶稣。
So we need to come to follow Jesus.
不管是哪一种情形。
Doesn't matter which group we fall into.
今天最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing?
我愿不愿意啦。
Whether you are willing.
我们如果愿意的话。
If you are willing.
那跟随耶稣这件事情我们才能够继续啦。
Then we can continue to follow Jesus.
我们如果不愿意的话，
If we are unwilling,
那跟随耶稣这件事情就在我们不愿意的这个决定里面来消失啊。
Then following Jesus will end and vanish in our unwillingness to follow Jesus.
这个是我们在信仰上第一个要看清楚的。
This is the first thing that we need to see very clearly in our faith.
愿意跟不愿意。
Whether you are willing or unwilling.
这个是跟随耶稣的两种情形。
These are the two groups of people that were following Jesus.
那我们从四福音书里面又看见了。
And from the Gospels, we can also see.
在当时候跟随耶稣的人是千千万万。
That there were thousands of people who followed Jesus.
但是从这千千万万跟随耶稣的人当中，
From these thousands and tens of thousands of people who follow Jesus,
我们可以从四福音书里面来看到四种不同动机的人。
There are from the Gospels, we can see that there are four motivation of why they follow Jesus.
为什么我们要谈到不同动机呢？
Why do we need to think about motivation?
因为动机影响结果。
Because motivation will impact the result.
信仰的目的不仅仅是过程。
So faith is not only just the process.
信仰的目的更重要的是你的结果是什么。
So the goal of a faith is the result.
有些人有过程。
Some people have a process.
但是他并没有好的结果。
But they don't have a good result.
那这个过程对他来讲是辛苦的。
So this process indeed is actually more
suffering. 因为他没有达到他要的结果，神要给他的结果。
They have not achieved the result that God wants.
那为什么一样有这个过程，但是有不同的结果呢？
So why is it that it is the same process but have different results?
它到底发生了什么样的不同的一个过程？
So what is the difference in the process?
这是动机问题啦。
The question of motivation.
就是说我们在跟随耶稣当中，我们的动机怎么样，就会影响到我们的结果如何。
So when we are following Jesus, how we, the motivation that we have will determine the results.
所以圣经当中记载有四种不同动机的人。
So there are four types of motivation, a group of people.
这四种动机人结果都不一样。
All four of these motivations have different results.
那我们来探讨一下到底哪四种不同动机的人。
And so let's talk about what are these four types of motivation.
第一种动机。
The first motivation.
我们看马可福音的第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 1,
32到34节
verse 32 to 34.
天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，33节
verse 33.
合成的人都聚集在门前，34节
verse 34.
耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多的鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。这里记载耶稣的忙碌。
Here you can see the busy night life that Jesus leads.
整天当中都在为了福音的工作忙碌。
And he, for the sake of the gospel, that he is busy all day long.
等到天晚日落的时候。
And at evening when the sun had set.
他才有时间才能够回到他的住处。
Then he had time to go back to where he lived.
那不但回到住处呢，又发生了一件相当大的事情。
After he returned to his living quarters, he also discovered another thing.
就是有人带着一切害病的一切哦。
Then they brought to him all who were sick.
还有被鬼附的。
And those who were demon possessed.
这个一切是指着这个城里面的一切。
This all here represents all the people that were sick in the city.
全城的人都聚集在耶稣所住的门前。
The whole city was gathered together at the door.
当然这个全城的城不像我们纽约城这么大了。
And of course, this whole city is not as big as New York City.
这会吓死人的。
That would be frightening.
哪有那么家那么大可以让800万的人挤得 在前面门前呢？没有啦。
What kind of home would be able to fit 8 million people in one place?
当时的城就好像一个小城一样，就是一个围起来，为了防疫外面的敌人进来，围起来的这个城，小小的。
And at that time, a city would represent a small city that had a wall around it.
所以才有办法全城，合成的全城的人都来到耶稣的门前啊。
So that is why it is...The whole city that was gathered at the door.
那这些人来耶稣的门前要来跟随耶稣，他们的动机是什么呢？
And what is the motivation for these people to be gathered at the door of Jesus?
就是为了病得医治。
It's for healing.
因为他是带了一切城里面害病的，不管是生理病、身体病，还是心理病，还是魔鬼病，全部都来了。
So whether it is a physical ailment or a psychological or demon possessed, all of them were gathered here.
他们的目的是什么？
And what was their motivation?
我生病了，主耶稣啊，你能够行神迹奇事，你就医治我吧。
That I am sick, Lord Jesus Christ, please heal me.
我心里很痛苦啊，主耶稣啊，你让我不痛苦吧。
That I am suffering physically, so please help me so that I am not suffering anymore.
我好可怜哦！我内心当中有魔鬼侵入啊，魔鬼掌控了我，我好辛苦啊！主耶稣啊，你把我身上的鬼赶出去吧。
I am very pitiful that there is this demon that is constantly bothering me. Please cast this out from me.
所以睡了很多人来到耶稣的跟前。
So even though many, many people came before Jesus,
但是他们的动机是什么？
But what is their motivation?
你把我的病治好吧。
Please heal my illness.
我身体生病了。
That I am physically ill.
我心灵痛苦了。
I have psychological suffering.
我被魔鬼附着了。
I have been demon possessed.
我需要的就是我能够健康，不管身体、心灵还是心理还是心灵，都要健康。
What I need is to have a physical health or spiritual or psychologically to be mentally healthy.
这个是这段圣经所记载的内容。
This is the content that is recorded in the Bible.
所以这些人他们起先来跟随耶稣的。
So these people that first came to follow Jesus.
都是想从耶稣身上的权柄来得到病的医治。
They all would really like to receive the power of authority that Jesus has to heal them.
这个不是错哦。
This is not wrong.
人有需要来跟随耶稣，来找耶稣，这对的嘛。
That when people have a need to seek out Jesus, this is correct.
这个不能够说，你这样的这个动机是错的。
That we shouldn't say that this motivation is incorrect.
但是我刚刚讲过。
But we said.
动机会影响到你将来的结果。
That motivation will impact the results.
我们再看路加福音的十七章。
Let's also turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音十七章的十一节到十九节。
Luke chapter 17 verse 11 to 19.
这里有记载耶稣他治好了十个长大麻风的。
And here it records how Jesus healed 10 lepers.
当他们去给祭司查看献上摩西要他们献的祭的时候，
After they had gone to get examined by the priest and they offered up the sacrifices required from the Mosaic law.
我们看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
他说内中有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神。十六节。
Verse 16.
又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人，十七节。
Verse 17.
耶稣说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？洁净的不是有十个吗？
That were there not ten that were cleansed.
那九个在哪里呢？
But where are the nine?
他们的目的，他们的动机就是要耶稣啊，我的麻风病你把我医好了吧。
And their motivation is so that their leprosy can be healed.
这个是人的需求，没有错的。
This is a request from man. It is not wrong.
耶稣就按着他们的需求满足他们的需要。
Jesus fulfilled their request.
这也是正常的，很重要的嘛。
This is very normal and is very important.
但是问题出在哪里？
Where is the problem?
人就是有这种软弱。
People have this.
当我所需要的被我的神所满足之后。
It is when my need is fulfilled by the Lord.
十个当中有九个不见了。
That among the ten, nine of them has disappeared.
十个里面才一个回来，荣耀归给神啊。
That among the ten, only one of them came to give glory to God.
主耶稣不是要这个人回来荣耀他而已啊。
Jesus did not want Jesus did not want this one person to come back to give him glory.
主耶稣他感叹的是什么？
What Jesus was regretful about?
应该要十个再回来继续跟从我才对嘛。
That there should be ten that have come back to follow me.
但是真正回来跟随耶稣的剩下一个。
But the problem is that the one that came back was only one.
这就提醒我们一件事了。
This is a reminder to us.
如果我们一生当中跟随耶稣的动机都是制定在为了病得医治这件事情。
That if our entire life we follow Jesus, it is for the sake of being healed.
那有可能我们就是那十个当中的那九个。
Then very possible that we might be among the nine out of the ten.
我已经得到我所想要的了。
I've already received what I needed.
我再也没有所需要的来跟随耶稣了。
That I don't have a need to follow Jesus anymore.
因为耶稣已经满足我了。
Because Jesus has already fulfilled what I wanted.
所以跟随耶稣的动机就会随着你被满足消失掉了。
So because Jesus has already fulfilled what you want, the motivation is lost.
十个当中才一个回来感谢神嘛。
That among the ten, only one came to give.
那我们看看我们教会哦。
When we look at our church,
神迹奇事特别多啊。
There are many, many signs and miracles.
照道理来讲，应该更多的信徒会来跟随耶稣嘛。
And in truth, it should actually be that more and more people came to believe.
但是你看看。
But if you look at it.
当有些被满足之后，他跟主耶稣说拜拜嘞。
That after their request has been fulfilled, that they say bye-bye.
理由是什么？
What is the reason?
我满足，我的需要被满足了吗？
After the need has been fulfilled.
我没有其他动机来跟随耶稣吗？
There is no other motivation.
所以久而久之呢，就被这个世界又抓走了。
So very often times that the world will catch them and they will be lost.
这是第一种动机的人。
This is the first motivation.
不是对跟错的问题。
This isn't about what is right and wrong.
是不是能够持续跟随耶稣的问题。
It is a question of whether you can continue to follow the Lord.
第二种跟随耶稣的人。
The second group of people who follow Jesus.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
If we look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
二十四到二十六节。
Verse 24 to 26.
二十四节
，Verse 24，
众人见耶稣在门徒和门徒都不在那里，就上了船往加百农去找耶稣。二十五节
，Verse 25，
既在海那边找着了，就对他说：“拉比，是几时到这里来的？”二十六节
，Verse 26，
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因为见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”Hey, 这里又记载一群人。
So here it records another group of people.
这群人也不少哦。
And this group of people is not few.
哦，这一群人就是耶稣传福音的时候，耶稣变饼给他们吃的那五千人呐。
This is the group of people that Jesus performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000.
这五千人是男丁哦，二十岁以上的才叫男丁嘛。
And these 5,000 men are men that are 25 years and above.
而当中还有婴孩，还有孩子啊。
That among them there are also children.
哦，因为那五饼二鱼就是那个孩子拿出来的嘛。
Because the 5 loaves and 2 fish came from a child.
那还有妇女哦。
There are also women.
所以少则计算也要一万人以上嘛。
So if you calculate this, then perhaps there are at least 10,000 people.
啊、当耶稣变饼给这么多人吃饱，还剩下12个篮子之后
，That after Jesus performed the miracle, there were still 12 baskets left.
他们要拥护耶稣来当犹太人的王了、
啊。They wanted Jesus to be the king of the Jews.
因为他们从来没有见过这么大的神迹啊
！Because they had never seen such a great miracle.
能够用这么少的东西变给这么多的人吃，还剩下的还比原来的更多，多了好几十倍。
He can take so little and turn it into so many that even afterward there are still so many left.
这个若不是从神那里来的，有谁可以做得到呢？
That if this is not from God, then who can do this?
但是耶稣来，他不是要当属世犹太人的王啊。
But Jesus did not come to be the king of the Jews in the world.
他是要来当属灵犹太人的王哎。
But he is to come to be the spiritual king.
所以他们搞错对象了。
They got the wrong purpose.
耶稣选择一件事情。他就到山上去。
He decided one thing, which is to go up to the mountain.
到山上去祷告。
So he went up to the mountain to pray.
这些人就开始找耶稣了。
So then these people were seeking out Jesus.
那后面我们就不讲这个过程。
And so we'll not talk about the process.
他们找了好多地方，很热心在找啊。
They sought Jesus in many places.
后来在哪里找到？
So where did they find him later on?
在对岸的加百农找到耶稣。
They found him on the other side of the sea.
所以他们找耶稣也找得非常热心，非常努力哦。
So they were putting a lot of zeal into seeking out Jesus.
才会有刚刚所读的24节到26节这一段对话。
Then we have this verse 24 to 26, this exchange.
他们要表明说，耶稣啊，我们找你找得好辛苦哦。
They wanted to express that they have sought him out such effort, using so much effort.
啊，确实他们也真的找得很辛苦啊。
And it is true that they did spend a lot of effort looking for him.
他们也表明说，耶稣啊，我们很乐意的，很愿意的要来跟随你啊。
That they expressed that they were very willing to follow Jesus.
所以我们才能够从这边找到那边，从那边又找到这边，找到你嘛。
And that is why we were able to look for you from here to there and there to here.
所以从人的角度来看，这一群要来跟随耶稣的人真的很有信心，很热心的要来跟随耶稣。
So of this group of people, they seemed very zealous in seeking out Jesus.
但是从耶稣的角度来看这件事情。
But from the perspective of Jesus,
主耶稣就跟他们说了。
Jesus said to them,
我实实在在的告诉你们。
That most assuredly I say to you.
你们找我不是因为见了神迹，认识我是从天来的这一位神啊。
You seek me not because you have saw the signs, but because
你们不是看出我是这位神，不是。
You have not seen that I am God.
你们看到的是什么
？But what did you see?
哇，耶稣能够变饼给人吃饱哎。
That Jesus is able to perform miracles so that there are bread for people to eat.
他们看见的是能够吃饱这件事情啊。
What they saw was this matter of being fed.
而不是看见耶稣是这一位神啊。
But they did not see that Jesus is God.
所以主耶稣说，你们是为了吃饼得饱。
So Jesus said to them that you have come because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
那什么是吃饼得饱
？So what is this eating of the loaves and were filled?
就是为了属世的利益嘛。
It is for the gain of the world.
我信耶稣能够得到属世的利益啊。
That if I believe in Jesus, I can receive benefits from the world.
那这个也不是对错的问题哦。
And this isn't also a problem of whether it is right or
wrong. 不是因为这样说你的信仰是错的。
That it isn't because of this that your faith is incorrect.
而是如果我们把跟随耶稣只制定在吃饼得饱的这个动机上。
But rather, if we follow Jesus and have set our motivation because of this reason.
那也有可能当我们没有办法继续来领受神给我们属世这个利益的时候
，then it is when we are unable to gain any benefits from the world.
那我们有可能继续跟随耶稣吗
？Then can we continue to follow Jesus?
我们没有办法呢。
We cannot.
我们看一下《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第5章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼前书第五章的十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18。
凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。保罗说我们要凡事谢恩哦。
Paul tells us that in everything we need to give thanks.
什么叫凡事？
What is it in all things?
你认为好的，
The things that you deem as good,
也要谢恩。
You need to give thanks.
你认为不好的，
The things that you deem as not
good, 发生在你身上，
When it happens to you,
你还是要谢恩。
You still have to give thanks.
这个叫做凡事啦。
This is what it means to be in everything.
为什么要这样呢？
Why do we need to do this?
保罗说啊，他说
says,
因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意啦。
He says, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus has for you.
神在你身上所定的旨意。
This is the will of God on you.
有时候在你认为是好的。
Sometimes when you think something is good.
有时候在你认为不一定是好的，甚至是坏的。
Sometimes when it's things that you don't think is good.
但如果这是出于神。
But if it is from God.
那你都要谢恩。
Then you need to give thanks.
但是如果我们只把跟随耶稣界定在吃饼得饱，当你没有饼的时候，你可能谢不了恩。
But if we follow Jesus because he has fed us, then in the times when it is very difficult, it is very hard for you to give thanks.
当一个人没有动力谢恩的时候，
When a person doesn't have a motivation to give thanks,
也是他渐渐离开耶稣的时候，
Then that is the moment when they slowly depart from the Lord.
所以我们为了吃饼得饱来跟随耶稣，
That if we follow Jesus for the sake of being fed,
我们要谨防这件事情。
Then we need to really take note of this matter.
当你得不到你所想要属世的利益的时候，
When you are unable to gain any benefit from the world,
我们有很多可能不愿意再继续跟随耶稣。
Then perhaps there are many of us that are unwilling to follow Jesus.
你有可能又会去找另外一种让你得到属世利益的一种信仰。
Then perhaps you might seek out some other faith that can give you benefits.
那就非常可惜了。
Then this is very pitiful.
因为我们的信仰，我们的动机是界定在吃饼得饱。
Because our faith is established on this motivation to be fed.
第三种情形。
The third kind of motivation.
我们再看马可福音的第八章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 8.
马可福音第八章的十一节到十三节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 11 to 13.
法利赛人出来盘问耶稣，求他从天上显个神迹给他们看，要试探他。十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣心里深深叹息说，这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。十三节。
Verse 13.
他就离开他们，又上船往海那边去了。耶稣离开这些人了。耶稣离开了这些人。
And so Jesus departed from them.
耶稣为什么离开这些人？
Why did Jesus depart from them?
他又离开哪些人？
What kind of people did he depart from?
从这一段圣经记载。
From this Bible passage.
按当时来讲是指着法利赛人。
At the time, it is indicative of the Pharisees.
按现在来讲就是指着试探耶稣的人。
In today's term, it is those that tempt Jesus.
当时法利赛人出来问耶稣了。
The Pharisees came to ask Jesus.
那说求你从天上显个神迹给我们看吧。
And they asked Jesus to perform a miracle from heaven for them to see.
请问这些法利赛人有没有看过耶稣的行神迹？
And let me ask you, have these Pharisees seen the signs that Jesus has performed?
当然看见啊。
Of course they have.
没有看见为什么会来求耶稣再显个神迹呢？
That if they haven't seen it, how can they come to ask Jesus to perform another one?
就表示他们看见也相信耶稣有这个能力行神迹嘛。
It means that they saw and they believe that Jesus can perform this miracle.
所以他们才要再来求耶稣，耶稣啊，你再显个神迹给我们看嘛，再显个神迹给我们看嘛。
So that is why they came to Jesus and asked him, "Can you perform another sign for us?"
所以后面圣经才记载嘛。
So that is why the Bible records.
说这些人是在试探耶稣。
That these people are testing Jesus.
为什么试探耶稣？
Why do they test Jesus?
因为他们明明知道耶稣能行神迹啊。
Because they know that Jesus can perform miracles.
却要在耶稣行神迹。
So they asked Jesus to perform signs.
就是试探耶稣。
This is to test Jesus.
那从这个试探的角度来看这件事情。
From this perspective of testing, we have to look at the matter.
我们要理解什么？
We need to understand something.
要知道我们的信仰的目的是什么，本质在哪里。
We need to understand what is the motivation and the essence of our faith.
神迹不是我们信仰的目的跟本质呢。
And signs and miracles should not be the essence of our faith.
神迹是我们在追求这份信仰当中，神让我们明白的一种信仰手段，或者叫做过程。
And signs are actually given to us so that we can grow in the process of understanding and believing in God.
没有透过这种手段跟过程，我们怎么会相信耶稣是神啊？
That if we haven't gone through this process, how can we understand that Jesus is God?
但是信仰的本质的目的在耶稣身上，不是在神迹身上。
The essence of our faith is upon Jesus Christ himself and not on the signs.
那当时法利赛人他们把信仰定义在神迹这件事情上。
But the people at the time, the Pharisees, they established faith upon the essence of miracles.
有神迹就等于有信仰。
If there is a signs, then there is faith.
没有神迹就等于没有信仰。
If there is no signs, then there is no faith.
这是错的。
That is incorrect.
信仰的本质是在耶稣基督身上。
The essence of our faith is upon Jesus Christ.
那耶稣基督已经用神迹奇事来彰显他是这一位神啊。
Jesus has already performed miracles to show that he is God.
我们在为了神迹来走这一条信仰的道路，那当然就是在试探神啊。
For the sake of our seeing signs, then if we follow Jesus, then this is to test him.
而且神的旨意我们也不知道啊。
So we don't know the will of God.
到底有神迹好呢，还是没有神迹好？你不知道，我不知道，只有神知道嘛。
Is it truly good to have signs and miracles? We don't know, and only God knows.
啊，如果神不再行神迹了
，If God stopped performing miracles,
那因为我们看不到神迹，我们就会在信仰上跌倒。
That if we cannot see miracles and signs, that we stumble in our faith.
有没有这种时间发生呢
？Has this happened before?
当然有啊。
Of course there is.
我们看马太福音的十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音的十四章。
Matthew chapter 14.
16章第四节。
Chapter 16.
马太福音的16章第四节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 4.
一个邪恶淫乐的世代求神迹，除了约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看了。耶稣就离开他去了。这里又记载耶稣离开他去了。
So it says here again that Jesus departed from them.
不是每个时代都有神迹啊。
It isn't that there are signs and miracles in every generation.
耶稣这边就讲了。
Jesus said,
他说一个邪恶淫乱的世代。
It is a wicked and adulterous generation.
就再也没有神迹可以看了。
And there will be no sign shall be given to it.
所以不是每个时代都有神迹啦。
So there aren't miracles and signs in every generation.
也不是每个时期都有神迹。
It isn't that there is miracles in every generation.
因为神迹的目的是在证明我们所传的道理而已啊。
The miracles is only just to prove the gospel that we preach.
它的功能是在证实所传的道。
It is to prove the truth that is being preached.
但是我们如果把信仰当成是神迹这件事情。
But if we treat our faith as equivalent to a sign.
那万一我们遇到了这个时代没有神迹了。那我们怎么可能信仰继续走下去呢
？But what if we encounter a generation where there is no signs? How can you have your faith continue?
因为我们信仰的目标错了。
Because your motivation is wrong.
刚开始我们要有神迹来相信。
In the beginning, we need to have miracles to believe.
但是当我们相信之后呢
？But after we believe,
我们就不能够把信仰建立在神迹这件事情上。
Then we cannot establish our faith upon these miracles.
因为神迹的目的是在证实所传的道。
Because the purpose of miracles is to prove the truth that is preached.
而不是我们信仰的目的。
But not the purpose of our faith.
所以我们的动机如果是为了求神迹。
If our motivation is only because to see miracles and signs,
当神没有显神迹的时候
then when God stops performing these miracles,
我们有可能因为这样子离开耶稣了。
Then perhaps because of this reason we might leave Jesus.
或者像圣经所记载的，耶稣离开我了。
But it might be like what the Bible records, where Jesus
耶稣都离开我了，你跟从谁啊？跟随谁啊
？If Jesus departed from you, then who do you follow?
就没有耶稣可以跟随。
Then you have no Jesus to follow.
好，所以这个是第三种前
动机。So this is the third motivation.
第四种动机。
The fourth.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
六章的六十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 66.
约翰福音的第六章六十六到六十九节。
John chapter 6 verse 66 to 68.
66.
从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。67节。 Verse 67.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要上去吗？你们要去吗？” 68节。 西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？” 69节。
Verse 69.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。 主耶稣曾经讲一篇道理。
So Jesus once spoke of a sermon.
这篇道理的题目就是我是生命的粮。
And what he preaches is what is mentioned here, that he is the bread of life.
就是52节到59节耶稣所讲的这一个道理。
Which is from verse 52 onwards.
那这一篇道理把所有跟随耶稣的人都赶走了。
And so this truth has had many people depart from him.
就是66节所记载的。
Which is verse 66.
从此他的门徒中多有退去的。
From that time, many of his disciples went back.
走光了。
They all left.
因为有些人是为了吃饼得饱嘛。
Because there are many people who follow him for food and to be fed.
你给我你的肉，你的血，怎么可以吃呢？ 吃不饱。
If you give me your flesh and your blood, how can I be filled?
有些人是为了病得医治啊。
There are those who follow because of healing.
我们以后找谁啊？
And who can we go to seek for after?
有些人呢，是为了看神迹啊。
There are some people that came to see
miracles.
你都死了，哪有神迹可以看呢？ That if you die, then where are the miracles and signs?
所以当耶稣讲了这一篇这么重要的道理的时候，
That when Jesus has preached such an important truth.
因为这里讲到什么？永生。
What is Jesus talking about here?
Which is eternal life. 讲到末日要复活。
He talks about resurrection and the ending.
这个才是信仰的最主要的部分。
This is the most important portion of our faith.
结果那些为了病得医治的啦。
There are those that follow because of healing. There are those that are following because of to be filled. Those to see the signs.
听不进去了,
they could not continue to listen to
听不懂啊,
this. They don't understand it.
都听不进去，听不懂，
当然就慢慢离开耶稣嘛。 If they don't understand it, they cannot accept it, then of course they naturally will leave.
所以这边说, 多有退去的, 退就离开了。
And it says here that from that time, many of his disciples went back.
耶稣有没有为这些人 觉得哎呀太可惜了，哎呀你们不要离开，有没有？
And was Jesus regretful of all the people that had left him?
没有。
He did not.
要离开赶快离开吧。
That if they are to leave, then they should quickly leave.
耶稣不会因为一个人离开，他的荣耀就不见了。
Jesus will not lose any of his glory just because people left.
耶稣也不会很多人都离开了，所以耶稣就不是这位神了。
That Jesus will not stop being God just because these people left.
耶稣还是这位神。
Jesus is still God.
耶稣还是这么大的荣耀。
He still has such so much glory.
耶稣还要把那没有离开的十二个门徒赶走。
And Jesus has still the 12 disciples that he has not passed away.
所以耶稣就对他们说，对那十二门徒说，你们也去吧。
So Jesus asked them,
也要去吧。
Do you also want to go away?
走了，不要在这里。
So go away, don't stay here.
那彼得他就讲哦。
But Peter answered.
他说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁？”
And he says, "Lord, you have the words of eternal life. Whom shall we follow?"
我们已经信了。
We have already believed.
我们也认识，我们也知道你是这一位神。
We already know and understand that you are this God.
这十二个门徒没有离开，是因为什么？
And these 12 disciples did not leave. It is because
因为他们认识耶稣就是这位神。
Because they understand that Jesus is this God.
既然耶稣是这位神，耶稣告诉我永生，所以我们是为了永生之道。
Since Jesus is God and He has given us this truth of eternal life, we follow because of eternal life.
也就是说，我们在跟随耶稣的这件事情上。
It is to say that we follow Jesus in this matter.
我们如果是为了永生之道，
If we are following Jesus for the sake of eternal life,
当别人离开的时候，
That when other people depart,
你不会离开，
You will not depart.
因为别人得不到他所想要的，
Because other people have not received what they wanted.
我们可以盼望着这位耶稣基督给我们的应许，
But we can still have hope in the promise that this Jesus Christ gives to us.
我们不会离开，
Then we will not depart.
一直到达耶稣所赐给我们的永生，
All the way until the day that eternal life has been given to us.
所以从这四种动机来看，
So from these four groups of truth, motivations,
我们信徒当中大概也有这四种动机的人啊。
And from the members here, in our church, there is also these four groups of motivation.
但是我们要效法这十二个门徒。
But we need to imitate these 12 disciples.
哦，虽然一开始可能是为了病得医治。
Even though in the beginning it may be because of healing.
为了吃饼得饱。
Because we are wanting to eat and be filled.
为了求神迹。
We have sought out signs.
这都是很正常的。
This is all very normal.
但是我们要让自己的动机有所成长。
But we need to have our motivation grow.
或许刚开始是为了这个。
Perhaps in the beginning it may be because
of these
reasons.
但是渐渐我明白耶稣的道理了。
But slowly you understand the truth from Jesus.
我要让我的动机能够成长、改变、进步。
I need to allow my motivation to change and to grow.
过去是这样子。
In the past it was like this.
好像一个小孩子吃奶一样。
Just like a child that drinks milk.
但是我们心里要渐渐成长。
Our hearts, our faith also needs to slowly grow.
我们现在已经是大人了。
We are now adults.
不要再跟小孩子一样吃奶。
Don't be like an infant that only drinks milk.
我们要成为吃干粮的长大成熟的人。
We need to be those that eat the solid food and to be mature.
那我们就能够理解。
Then we can understand.
我的信仰的目的在哪里？
Where is the motivation of our faith?
我信的目的就是将来永生的天国嘛。
That the motivation of my faith is so that I can go to heaven.
所以我现在要用什么动机来跟随他？
So what kind of motivation do I need to follow Jesus?
永生之道。
It's because of the truth of eternal
life. 永生之道就是耶稣。
This eternal life, the truth, is Jesus.
当我们用这种动机来跟随耶稣的时候，
when we have the correct motivation to follow Jesus,
就是耶稣要把我赶走，我都不会走了。
Even if Jesus wants to cast you away, you will not leave.
好像这十二门徒一样。
Just like the 12 disciples.
耶稣跟他们讲，你们也去吧。
And Jesus said to them, "What do you also want to go away?"
我们不能去啊，你有永生之道啊。
And they said, "We will not go away because you have the words of
eternal life." 我们都认识你，知道你啊，你是神的。
And we know the truth that you preach and that you are God.
我们不跟随你，跟随谁啊？
If we don't follow you, who do we follow?
哎，所以他们。不会离开耶稣。
So they will not depart from Jesus.
哦，一直到末后。
All the way until the end
time. 领受圣灵。
That they receive the Holy Spirit. They establish a church.
就是使徒时代教会的开始。
That is the apostolic era.
哦，所以我们已经进到这份信仰里面来了。
So we have already entered into this faith.
我们都是跟随耶稣的人。
We are all people who follow Jesus.
哦，我们要建立正确的动机。
We need to establish the correct motivations.
为了永生之道来跟随耶稣。
We need to follow Jesus because of the words of eternal life.
我们将来才能够承受主为我们所预备的永生。
Then in the future we can receive what the Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us.
啊，最后来唱诗100。